Welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast, everybody. My name is Gigi, your host, and I have Brian joining me today.
What's up? What's up?
Hi. How's your day going?
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. I missed you.
You're just upstairs, but I haven't seen you in a couple hours.
You're so far away.
So funny story, like when COVID happened and we both were working from our home, Brian, like, is the sweetest. Brian had to like come see me every 45 minutes.
It was often.
And we had to put parameters around like when we could see each other.
COVID started out.
Do you remember when I was like, all right, from 9 a.m. to 12, we can't talk.
Don't come in the room. No, when COVID first hit and work from home was the thing. Yeah, it was like, all right, babe, I'm gonna go eat breakfast. I'll see you in a little bit. All right, love you. And then it was like, you know, every so often, and fast forward to today. And it's like, we wake up and I'm like, hey, have a good day.
See you at dinner.
Yep. We'll see you. We're making chicken. Okay, perfect. We'll see you then. So even if we're in the same room, we just like sometimes low key ignore each other. No.
I know. But I mean, we're still working. Like today we were both in there and we had like podcasts we're listening to and stuff. I don't know. We got to get work done. But we make sure we have like dinner together and hang out. But anyway,
no, it's a good balance.
Yeah. But anyways, just funny way to start it off. But so today I'm pumped because we're going to be talking about the ABCs of a solid relationship, right? Pretty practical message for y'all today. And the ABCs of a solid relationship and just how important these things are, when it comes to having a solid relationship that, you know, I believe we kind of have to establish or at least know if it's being done the right way before you start making like any lifelong commitments to each other, right? And again, this is just from our own experience, our own beliefs and what has helped us. And hopefully y'all can pull some away from it as well. But really our only goal here isn't to tell you exactly like how to do it, right? I think everyone kind of just has their own views and perspectives and experiences within their own relationship. But these three things, I think it's really good to just raise awareness to. And again, we believe is just about having, I think they're crucial to have some clarity when it comes to having a solid relationship. But yeah, let's just dive into it. So like I said, three components, whether you're in a new relationship, a long-term relationship, a relationship you've been in for a while, or if you're married, right? I think these three things, again, need some clarity and like a level of agreement between the two that are in the actual relationship. Sound good?
Money.
And so the ABCs, right? Let's start with A. A stands for anchor, right? Anchor. What is the anchor in your relationship? Like, what is the thing that holds you to steady, essentially, right? And Brian, I think you actually did an amazing job at this, literally, like within like the first few conversations we had, like when we even just started being interested in each other, you were like, look, I believe a really solid relationship is anchored where God is the anchor. God is the center of our relationship. And so it didn't take us until we got married, right, to realize that. That was something that we actually started from this foundation, which I think you did a really good job doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's key though. That's key.
Yeah. What was your thought process behind that though? Like what made you realize that? We were young. We were only like how old?
20? 20.
That's 21, young. Yeah. Like that's pretty amazing that you had that thought process already.
I'm just an old soul. No, I'm kidding. But I think from you learn a lot from you just learn a lot from experiences. So when something doesn't work, you learn so much about what you want moving forward. So for instance, if you grew up in a house, like if you grew up with parents who had a divorce, like you saw some things maybe, and you were a part of some things that you were like, yeah, that probably led, that wasn't good. Like that, for whatever reason, that wasn't something I want in a relationship now. So I'm not speaking from firsthand experience, cause I have, my two parents are both still happily married and all that, but just from past experiences for me, relationships that didn't work out, I pinpointed things that I did not like about that relationship. And I think the number one thing was, look, if you don't have an anchor, when the going gets tough, see ya. Right. You know, it's like when the going gets tough or when I'm not fulfilled mm-hmm. or when I'm not happy, mm-hmm. selfishly, I'm out. And that's mm-hmm. what happens to so many people in so many relationships these days, especially these days, because yeah. it's like all me, me, me. If I'm not happy, I'm out. Right. So you have to have that anchor.
Yeah. And is the anchor, like, what is that anchor? I think that's really important identifying in your relationship. What is that anchor? Like, is it, for some people it might be money, right? It could be like you have a business together and that's kind of holding your relationship together. Is it like your friend group? Sometimes I feel like a friend group holds people together. Like there's fear in what will happen if we split up, right? Yeah. Is it your family? Sometimes there's pressure from your family to stay together, right? Or is it as deep as things like sex or drugs?
Why'd you whisper sex?
Sex. Are we allowed to say that word on here? what is the anchor and is it sustainable? Is it healthy? Is it reliable? And like I said, I think the answer for us is God. And that's just for us. And like when we first started talking, that was something that came up in the conversation early on. And I was like, wow, you know what? He's different. Like, this is different. And I thought that was so cool. And, you know, at that time I wasn't mature in my thinking, but now more than ever, I know that is our anchor and it's been awesome to have that as our anchor.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last thing I'll say on this, and I almost just lost my train of thought, so I could be just winging it here, but the idea of, you know, when you take things like marriage is obviously you take it seriously. Like I think in America and I guess the modern world, we don't take marriage kind of seriously. And that goes back to the point I just had is when it doesn't work out for me, I'm out and I don't really care who it hurts or, you know, and there's obviously other situations. Like I'm not saying if you like divorces, just like don't ever do it. Like there's certain things that obviously for me, I believe we're in this for good. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very serious when I took an oath or mm-hmm. took the, I said, I do
better be
right. Yeah. You're going to kill me. No, but I was very serious in that. And I think that with the respect of the marriage and what it means, it's literally me, as a man saying, I give myself up and my desires, my priorities and my, selfishness, I give it up for my wife. And I think that's what God calls me to do. And I think the beauty in a relationship and the beauty in a marriage is when you are both leaning and your anchors in God. So you're both pursuing God. And then you can have an incredibly fulfilled marriage because it's you're serving the other person. You're mm-hmm. you're giving of yourself and you're putting that person's needs before yours. Mm-hmm. And so it's not easy. And it's not always rainbows and butterflies. Like we have our great days, mm-hmm. don't we? But we have also low points mm-hmm. and tough days, a lot of silence sometimes in conversations. And we have those tough conversations, but it's always worth it. Mm-hmm. And it's cliche, but that's the truth is marriage is the toughest thing in the world, but it's the best thing in the world. And I think a lot of times those two coincide.
Yeah. So pretty wise for only being married for a year, but I love it. Yeah. I mean, I agree. We're definitely not perfect at it, but I think the overall idea that we're in constant pursuit with that, with knowing that that's going to be our anchor through all of this. And that is the one thing that like we believe is going to hold us steady through everything. All the other things that people hold as anchors, I just don't believe that will be what's going to hold us steady. And so again, yeah, we're not perfect at it and we're constantly going to be learning, but we know that, you know, it's all going to be good because we have what we both agree on what our true anchor is in our relationship.
Boom.
And I think that's really important is, you know, whoever you're in a relationship with is to identify what that anchor is and ask yourself, is that sustainable? Is it what I want it to be? Is that what I want our anchor to be? If not, you know, do the work and kind of get to the root of maybe what you want your anchor to be, right? So again, just having that awareness.
And that's a deep level too. That's a deep topic.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're disagreeing on types of our favorite flavors of Froyo at Yogurtology, right? Like
totally opposite, by the way.
You know? Yeah. Like I'm mint chocolate and like vanilla and I don't know, some type of fruit.
And then like sea salt caramel.
Exactly. So, and it's like, hey, we are almost opposites in some aspects of who we are. And that's the beauty of a healthy relationship, is you even out each other. Someone's strength is another person's weakness, and you're able to lift the other person up. So this is obviously the anchor being an important, like, deep area, a perspective, and not just like something shallow like this. So as long as you're on the same page with the important stuff, the details and all that, it kind of work themselves out.
Love it. And I think that takes us into what B stands for. B stands for bond. Brian. What? Bond. Bind?
Did you say Brian?
Oh.
Selfish.
Sorry. So everyone, B stands for Brian. That's all you need to know. Moving on. No, B stands for bond, right? What does your bond look like? Like, what is your bond with that person? Are they a soulmate, a best friend, right? Or is it kind of just like a friends with benefits type deal, like no strings attached, right? To what level is that bond? Like, do you feel genuinely cared for? And do you genuinely care for that person? Why is that word so hard to say?
Genuinely, right now? It is tough.
Generally, do you feel genuinely cared for, or do you genuinely care for that person, right?
You'll get it.
Does that... All right. Where was I? So bond, right? Like, does that person essentially, like, Brian, I can honestly say you are someone that you are the person that knows me better than anybody else. Bond, right? So what's your bond look like? Does that person know you, Brian? Like, I can say that you know me better than anybody else. And I think that is a unique bond. And why it works so well. And I think that's why that's a big component for a solid relationship. Do you agree?
100%. I mean, to me, the bond is, it's transparency and it's honesty. And it's just open form like that, where, you know, that's where true freedom will be. Like, it lies in, true freedom lies in transparency. So the bond, I feel, is something that is constantly worked on. Like, you have to be transparent, and you have to work at having that bond. So I think you, like, understanding what bonds you and what is bonding for you might not be as bonding for me, but understanding maybe what is important to make you feel as if you're heard and felt and understood. And that's something that, like, I think is my MO for the rest of my life, is how can I make you feel more understood and more felt and heard? Because at the end of the day, that will increase your bond. Our bond is when you can feel that. Yeah. If you don't feel that, I'm not being the husband I should be. And so the bond for me is, you know, how can we make this as intimate and real and transparent and raw as possible? So we're not just roommates in the same house, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I had notes about transparency and honesty with the third component, which starts with the C, but I'm not going to say it yet. But yeah, that bond that is established through being transparent and honest with each other, so that you can get to that level where you get each other and you understand each other. And that's only done through those things. And that does establish a solid bond. I love that.
What do we do recently that I think bonds us when you're tight from working out, you know, and you're
stretching.
That is my wife's, that's how she bonds with me. I will stretch her. I will serve her, and I will stretch her tight hamstrings and hip flexors.
Literally stretching, like, literally, because I refuse to do it myself. And so Brian knows how uncomfortable I am when I'm, like, so sore and tight. And so he's like, all right, well, I'm going to stretch you. Yep. And so, yeah, that's an opportunity to bond. What else
notes.
Do we do to bond? We watch The Office.
Yeah. Watch
we
shows.
We go on walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being present. Like, I love that stuff. Like, this, honestly, a podcast is super cool for me because we're just having a conversation and we're being present. Mm-hmm. Going on a walk, same kind of thing. Stretching. We're both like in the moment too. And walks, stretching together, reading, you know, all that stuff is forms of bonding.
Yeah, for sure. Another component of the bond, right, is it unbreakable? Like, is it unconditional? Right? Mm. That's kind of deep.
It's gotta be.
And I think for a relationship that's worth working on beyond where it is now, I think there needs to be that element where it's like, yeah, this bond is unbreakable. Mm. Right.
Yeah. 100%. I think of, I was watching a video the other day, but it was talking about bamboo growth and how I'm no bamboo expert. If you didn't know that.
Brian thinks he's an expert in everything, honestly. But.
True story. Are you wrong though?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. But bamboos take years. Long story short, bamboos take years to even grow just a little bit, like where you can see it's a bamboo tree. And then all of a sudden, in a matter of like months, it grows 10 times bigger than it's grown in years. And so to me, it's such a cool picture of good things take time. You got to work at things to make them last. And then the fact that bamboos are strong, their strength comes from their foundation, their roots, but it's also because they can bend, but they won't break, you know? So bamboos, they'll give with the wind. They're not just some straight up stiff. They're not just stubborn, but they're able to bend with the wind, right? And not break because they give a little bit. So I think that's important. So the foundation, the roots, and also being able to be flexible and understand like, yeah, we're going to bend, but we're not going to break. Mm-hmm. And so that's a cool picture in my head of what it takes to have a successful marriage.
That's a very profound perspective. I love that. And I actually literally have that written down in my notes about an unbreakable, unconditional bond where you have to kind of accept that flexibility is a part of it. And you have to be able to adjust because it's not like we become who we are and then we're that person for the rest of our lives. Like we're constantly growing, constantly learning. Like how much different are we now than we were a year ago?
Wild.
Yeah. We're totally two completely different people. And so that unbreakable bond is key in all that. And even having that, the expectation that like things aren't going to change, I think sets you up for failure. And so, you know, things have happened where we're like, wow, if we can make it through that, we can make it through everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So that's cool. I love that. Beef or bond, essential. Any last notes about that, Brian?
No, that's it.
Okay, cool.
Sounds pretty good.
Cool. So as we move into C, right? C, I think everyone could probably guess is communication. Communication.
We have to talk.
Which all these, I know, right? Well, you're really good at this. You've always been really good at this.
I can't
this
shut
something,
up.
I know. This is something that I like had to get better at. And the whole transparency, vulnerability, honesty, not that I'm like a liar, but like just being straight up honest, like, hey, I don't like that you just did that. Like that bothered me. Mm. Normally I would like walk away and then like, you know, you would know something and you have to come and ask me like, what's wrong. Right. Like that's immature. I saw that as like immature. So I was like, no, I need to like man up and be able to like talk about these things because all I'm doing is wasting time. If I like kind of like, you know, put on a front and a brick wall and I just, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You hear that, ladies, too? Like, I love y'all, but when you say I'm fine and you're not fine, that's just going to prolong the issue.
It prolongs it. That's all it does.
Yeah. We can't solve every single puzzle as men. Like, I know I speak for men when I say, look, it's hard to figure y'all out. You guys are beautiful. You're awesome. But if we don't know, you know, what's going on, that's a problem. And to be honest, we're not that smart. It will take us forever to solve that puzzle. So let us know what's going on. And that's why communication is C, right?
Is C. Yeah. And it's a big one. Yeah. Like for you to kind of expect that he's gonna be a mind reader. No, that really, like you said, it just prolongs the issue and prolongs the, so I saw it again as a form of maturity to be able to speak up and talk about things and talk about feelings. And then 100 times out of 100 times, what happens? Things get better. Everything's fine. Everything's great. And it's over like that. Whereas like we've prolonged things before and it lasts 24 hours, maybe even a week. And finally we talk about it and we're like, what were we thinking?
Right.
Like, let's just talk about it. And transparency, like full on transparency. It takes courage to be transparent, right? And practice, I think, too. But to take that on as like an opportunity to enhance the bond, right, that you two have, And understand that, like, that's just what it takes. That's literally what it takes to be able to have like a really good, fulfilling, understanding relationship with each other. Transparency, honesty, and vulnerability. I think those are the three things in this category that are just absolutely crucial that I've learned, especially within the last year or so. That I just need to, get like bottling things. You think maybe one day it'll go away. It won't.
Nope.
Bottling, it literally just gets piled up, and you crash and burn. And it always leads to disaster. So as uncomfortable as it is, it's very uncomfortable, but take that as a challenge. Like, see that as an opportunity, again, to enhance like the relationship, make things better. Cause that's what will result from it. Agreed.
Yeah. I fully agreed. I think the medium, if that's the right word, like how you're communicating, like what medium you're using. Cause from experience, texting, as much as we love it, right? And it's so useful in a lot of scenarios. Texting can be the worst thing in an argument or a conversation that might lead to an argument, because you can't pick out like facial expressions. You can't pick out tonality and their energy. And, you know, you just can't have that connection. So a lot of times we've learned from experience the hard way, where it's like, we could have just solved this in 2 minutes, if we just got face-to-face, if we just fleshed it out in person or face-to-face and just got it out of the way in the right form of communication. So I think that's important too, is just being, knowing which, the more important it goes, the more important it is to get face-to-face and actually like have a conversation.
Yeah. And the communication is a skill. It's not like, I guess some people are better than others. Communication is a skill, like transparency, being vulnerable. I feel like it's a skill, and the medium that you use, like, it eliminates the rawness of a face-to-face interaction. And it's only taken away from like improving that skill of face-to-face communication, which is where impact and things can actually be done and improved. So, and it's the weak way to do it. Like, if you're just text fighting, you know, it's the weak way. It's a more comfortable way to do it. Cause you can think about your response. You can think about this, you can like reframe and, but I think it takes away from the skill building part of communication, which is absolutely crucial. Prove me wrong. Like, communication is crucial in a relationship.
Number one. But yeah, it's almost like you're writing a thesis. That you're like, okay, this is going to be his argument, so I'm going to cross it with this. And I'm going to hit him with that. I'm going to hit her with this. And it's like, dude, you're missing the whole point, you know? Yeah. And I was going to say, too, as we're finishing up communication, is all three of these things are great. And by themselves, that's great. But I don't think that's the key here is synergistically. These three things have to work synergistically, because if you have one of them isolated, the bond, for instance, you have a bond through friends or through family. Well, when stuff happens and life happens and that was it, and you had this bond that was super strong, but now it's not, then you're in trouble. Or if you have great communication and you talk about everything, it's great. But one time you're just not on the same page, and it's a big deal, and you don't have the bond. You don't have the anchor and the safe space and knowing like unconditionally we love each other and we're going to get through anything. The communication aspect can fall apart too. So the point is they have to work synergistically. And when you have those three things firing on all cylinders, you're in a really good spot. So
that was fire. Yeah. Synergistically. And again, just having clarity and understanding what each of those things mean to each of you in the relationship. And coming to an agreement of like, okay, this is our anchor. Is this what we want right now? Should we kind of maybe reevaluate that anchor? What's our bond look like right now? Is this what we want it to be? Is it unbreakable? And communication, where's our communication at? And how can we improve it? Or what are some areas that maybe we could work on together? And yeah, I mean, you had a great point talking about synergistically, those three things actually play into each other. Right. So I love it. So just to recap really quick, A for anchor, B for bond, C for communication. I think all three of those are just pretty broad components of a solid relationship, but very important. And so you can take from it what you want. We kind of shared with us today what has worked for us and what we've believe is going to be really crucial and key for us in our relationship. Like we're married, so we're in this for the long run. So we got to do things like this. We got to figure things out like this. And so if you're not married yet, or if you're in a relationship with somebody, like start here. I think this is really important. I love having Brian on here. I think it's really awesome for you all to kind of just get an idea of the inside scoop of our lives and how we live our lives. And these three things are things that we're constantly going to be working on. We're not perfect at them. We're not even close to being perfect at them, but we, with our experience, kind of understand like the things that do work for us. And that's what this podcast is about. Just sharing with you all, like the things that have worked for us, what we've learned, in hopes that maybe you can take bits and pieces and apply it in your own lives.
And that's what we do too, is we see, like, we have people in our lives who we look to for marriage and for guidance. And so I think that's important. Like, I think it's awesome that whoever's listening to this can hopefully, if they're not in a relationship or if they are currently, hopefully they can enhance their own relationships through this, because I know we look to people. Mm. We're not just winging it. Oh. And so, yeah, that's important to point out. And the other idea is the fact that, especially in today's day and age, I sound like my dad or something, but it's like, isn't that so weird? But truly, like, it's cliche, but the grass isn't always greener. Like, people want to have relationships and like you have flings and all that. And, you know, you just go from one to the next. And once it stops getting exciting or you lose interest, you just up and, you know, you just ditch and leave. But I really believe that the most important relationships, AKA my wife, the beauty and the fulfillment and all that is in the work and just the commitment and showing up and just putting in the work. Because, you know, when you take care of your grass, so to speak, it's when you water it and it's when I pour into you and when I serve and give into you and love and support and push you to be your best you, that's when you can grow and flourish and radiate. And so that makes me a happier husband when you can be that.
That's very true. I mean, that goes back to the bond aspect too. Like I actually forgot to to talk about this, that the bond component, like when you get married, you literally become one. Two people literally become one. And it's like, it's easier said than done to do that and to embrace that and to fully live that. But that's, it takes work. Like Brian was saying, like you become one and you have to pour into each other, in a way so that each of you can flourish, and grow, together, yeah, together, and watch each other grow together. And a whole nother idea of this is just not being the person that holds the other back, right? I've realized that one of the most important component or one of the most important aspects of a relationship that is worth taking long-term into marriage or something like that, it has to be with somebody that like truly believes in you and your real you, your authentic you, so that he can always, always push you to be who you're supposed to be and who you want to be, rather than somebody that's like, don't do that, that's embarrassing, or don't do that, like you're not there yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So someone who can like really be your cheerleader day after day, you know what I mean? Mm.
And I think the hardest part, you mentioned it earlier, the hardest part, if we're being honest with marriage and life and relationships, is just putting that person first. Mm. Is just saying like, okay, I'll be second, you know? And so with us, it's God first and then you next and then me. Mm. So yeah, we're one. And the hardest part of marriage is putting your spouse's needs before you and their desires, their needs, their wants and all that. Because I love that idea, but it's just much easier to say it and not practice it. So I know when I'm in a good spot, when I'm actively trying to be that husband is just dying to what I want and putting my wife's needs before my own. And that right there, if I can master that, you'll be good for life, baby. Mm-hmm. Like you'll be good for life if I can master that. So that's a work in progress. But if you find somebody who's doing that and that's something that's a character trait, then what are you waiting for?
Right. And I think people tend to overlook how much of a benefit it is to put the other first, right? Like if you truly love that person and genuinely care about that person, like that's your soulmate, your best friend, you would rather see them be, you know, fulfilled and happy and all those things above yourself. And once you see that, like, then you're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That just popped in my head, but
I love that.
Anyways, we're kind of going on a tangent and we should probably save some of our knowledge and wisdom for some other episodes in the future.
We'll bless you with it later.
Yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys had something that you could pull away from this. We love popping on here and chatting, and we're going to do it a lot more. We appreciate you for listening and for being here. Thank you so much. If you think this is an episode that someone can really relate to and could use something from, please share it with them. And yeah, definitely pop on and give us 5 stars if you're liking this podcast so far. But Brian, thank you so much for joining me. I know you have something you got later this evening. So
always good to be here.
We're going
to
close it up.
I'll stretch it after.
All right, everybody, have a great week. Go crush the week. See ya.